Well, this is Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is Blessings from the Heart. Give to one another. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 8. And above all things, have fervent charity among yourselves, for charity shall cover the multitude of sins. In writing these words, the Apostle Peter certainly does not indicate that we are saved or justified by how much and how we give. But it should be a pattern of life for the believer. We should be generous givers to one another. It begins by being aware of the needs of those around us, especially those in the household of faith. Other Christians might be going through difficult times. It might be that we are called to give by preparing a meal and taking it to someone who has gone through a time of stress and trial and need a helping hand. It might be volunteering to spend time doing something as far as assisting in doing yard work or helping with some of the physical needs that a person might have. I have shared many times that there was a man years ago that I knew. His name was Ben Suko. He came from one of the Iron Curtain countries. Spoke with an accent. But, oh, what a brother beloved Ben was. He was always one who had a smile and always was doing something for other people. I remember going past a church and his church and saw him out cutting weeds. And I stopped it and said, Ben, I saw that you were cutting weeds. Are you working for the church? And he replied that he was just doing it because God called him to do that. And I said, what, do you do it for others? And he said, oh, there's some little widow ladies that need help, and I do their yard work for them. He did it freely. He did not charge. It was his way of ministry. There is a multitude of things that we can do for one another of the household of faith. Being a spirit-filled believer means a believer who is giving to one another. I think it's time for us to examine our hearts and say, how much are we giving to those who are part of God's family, who have needs around us? Don't close our hearts. Open our hearts. Give freely. Heavenly Father, we're so thankful that you give us the opportunity of giving to others. Let the Spirit of Jesus flow freely from us to others. Might they see and feel and experience the love of God because of what we do for others. And we pray this in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Blessings, dear hearts. Walk with God today and be a blessing. This is Pastor Cecil.
If you enjoyed Pastor Cecil's devotional today, you probably know someone else who would as well. Please let them know about dailyevotional.com. Pastor Cecil reminds us on a regular basis about the importance of getting into God's Word, and you can join us in doing just that by going to dailyevotional.com and going down to the bottom of the page and finding the section entitled The Bible in 1 Year and Prayer. If you don't currently have a plan for reading the Bible, this can help you. If you listen to Pastor Cecil read the scripture portions for the day, at the end of his reading, you'll hear him pray a special prayer for the day. May the Lord bless you and keep you.